Let's quickly talk about this viral theory. Some people have emailed us asking us to cover this.
Yeah, Emma and Reese both got in touch.
Of a man wearing a prosthetic mask on Fox News. The guy they're talking about is Robert Harward. He's a guest on Fox News. It looks like he's wearing a prosthetic mask of himself.
Because there's this kind of like flap on his kind of...
It looks like there's a like, flap of silicone.
Of skin. Yeah, exactly. Well, of mask.
Okay, so I feel like I shouldn't have to say that this is obviously not true. This is an optical illusion probably caused by the uplighting and downlighting. Yes, it looks like that.
And the connection and stuff.
But what, like, some of the theories I've heard, it's like, okay, some people are saying it's probably nothing more sinister than they couldn't get him that day, so they just had someone wear a prosthetic mask instead. It's like the levels of insanity are hard to comprehend, right?
Also, this guy is a Navy SEAL, so he pops up on telly, a retired Navy SEAL, to talk about, you know, like the war, Iran. Like, the idea that someone would put a mask on and
of
like
themselves.
Of themselves, and or someone else has put his mask on and is making the same kind of expert comments that he regularly makes on Fox News.
This is the problem, right?
Kind of unbelievable anyways.
This is the issue with these conspiracy theories, right? Is it's like, do people ever think about them to more than one single degree, right? Because, yes, why would someone who's a regular guest on Fox News wear a prosthetic mask of themselves?
But then quite a lot of people think that he's basically being, the real him is being sort of kept away and silenced, and they've got this new sort of proxy in who's wearing a mask and saying things that are convenient or suit the administration.
This is what bothers me. It's the sort of intellectual arrogance of thinking that you're right because you've seen a picture on the internet versus the massive complexity of factors that would have to occur for this theory to be true. For example, his family, would they be in on it? Would everyone at Fox News be in on it? Like, we're talking hundreds of people at this stage. Would they know about the prosthetic mask? Would they have been fooled by the prosthetic mask? To what end is he doing it? You know, there's such a multitude of factors that all collapse under their own weight when you consider what it would take for that conspiracy theory to be true. On the other hand, only one thing needs to be true for it not to be a conspiracy theory, which is it was an optical illusion based on the lighting and your eyes are playing tricks on you, right? But people trust their own eyes and brains too much.
Do you not think, though, that this is the product of that distrust we've been discussing, that I think AI in particular has sort of further entrenched, which is people are so suspicious of everything they see because they think it won't be, like there'll be something wrong with it, like it's either AI generated or it's not as it seems or it's out of context or whatever, that actually in some ways it's like the post-social media literacy era. It's like the things that you use to be like, oh, I'm going to check whether this is real or not, actually start then being a problem for you. A bit like when that video of Netanyahu had six fingers and people were like, it's AI generated.
Yep.
And it was actually, again, like a glitching, you know, an issue with the stream, it seems.
And taking a step back, people mistrust Fox News to the extent that they think they could be putting a guest on with a prosthetic mask. And that is an issue that for Fox News, right? And I've seen some left-wing people as well on the internet say, oh, of course Fox News would do this, right? It's like, well, whatever you think about them, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't put someone with a prosthetic mask on live television.
That's the thing, though. It's kind of like more wild and obscure and absurd to believe this person is wearing a mask than the reality, which comes back to our point about, like, the internet hates boring.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to both Emma and Reese for getting in touch about that. And if there's stuff that pops up on your feed that you want us to analyse and look into, please get in touch. You can WhatsApp us, +44 330 123 9480, and you can email topcomment@bbc.co.uk.